This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearinghouser, looks like we're recording.
Thank you, sir. Welcome, everyone. This is Robert Lucero, also, as Mr. Williams was earlier, serving as a development hearing officer for the city of Albuquerque. And we're back on the record for today's hearing. It's Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. It's 11:15 a.m. And we're going to pick up where we left off with agenda item 11. That is PR 2025-020009, minor plat 2025-00070. That is a request for preliminary final plat submitted by Alma Sal as agent for Doreen Esquivel Castillo, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 4, 1A, 67, and 10A, Hubble Heights, that is zoned RT and located at 118 65th Street, North, I'm sorry, Southwest, containing approximately 0.2124 acres. Do we have the applicant or agent here today?
We're here. This is Alma, and this is Ms.
Nine.
Doreen.
Nine, Doreen.
Oh, welcome. Let me get you both sworn in. If we start with Alma, if you'd please state your full name and mailing address for the record.
Alma Saul, 4504 Skyline Court Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Did you say
I
yes?
do.
Oh, good. Thank you. And let's go now to Doreen, if you'd please state your full name and mailing address for the record.
My name is Doreen L. Esquivel Castillo. Address is 118 65th Street Southwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87121.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Thank you. Okay. If you would please present the application. I know we're here from deferral. What's happened in the interim?
So we have successfully got the permit to have the can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear
Okay. Okay, sorry, it's like a little bit distracting because every time I talk, it repeats. So I'll try
Oh,
to
I
ignore
see.
it.
Do
So
you, but before you go on,
the
are you logged on twice by ch chance? I'm wondering, is there another instance of your login that maybe needs to be
Oh,
muted?
you are correct. Leave that one and let's go back here.
Sometimes that causes the echo.
All right. Now I can't find you. Let's see. Oh, no. We'll find them. That's them.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
Okay. We're here. So we she was asked to widen the sidewalk from 3.5 to 5 feet. And also to remove the two storage units that has been done, and we have already submitted the I don't know if okay, so those two storage units have been removed and relocated, and the her contractor has already receive the approval for to get the permit to widen the sidewalk to 5 feet.
Okay.
And okay, and the surveyor has already redone the plat, the replat, and it you know the new drawing is showing the new location where the two storage units are located. Which I made sure that she we made sure that it's 5 feet away from the walls, and so it should be all within compliance. And we emailed a copy of that this morning, and unfortunately, it was emailed this morning. This is the old plot that you're showing right now. We I did not have we just got it like late last night, yesterday, the new plot. But it should have shown like 5 feet of sidewalk, 4 feet buffer, and then the new location for the storage units.
Okay. Let's see. Well, anything else that you'd like to add before we go to public comment? And then I'm sure once we go to the DFT, hopefully we'll have received the plat and can comment on that. But anything else you'd like to add at this point?
Yeah, the only other thing that was a little bit unclear to me was the comment from the city of Albuquerque. I called or emailed about it. It had something to do with confirming the location of the water line, and because it's already there, and I don't know exactly how he wanted it done. The owner, like right in the middle of the property line. The location for the water lines are a foot, away from the line. So it's not like directly in the middle. It's just, I think the anticipation for this owner was when they built this the properties was that in case they have to put a fence in the middle, that there will not be any lines anywhere right in the middle. So they're like about a foot away from each like in the middle.
I
So yeah.
see. Okay. So like for
That
instance, the line between lot 4A and 5A, they wouldn't be on the line. They'd be either north or south of it. Is that
correct,
right?
about a foot. Correct.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Okay, well, thank you for that information. Anything else you'd like to add before we go to public comment?
We just need an approval.
All right,
No,
we'll see what we can do. Yeah.
I spoke to the surveyor, and he is very, very quick with his responses. But unfortunately, he is out in the field today. I think one of the requirement was is that they wanted to receive an email from him, photo showing he does have photos showing that the stories were removed. And also, I think they needed a signature from him for the page, and he is already aware of that. And I'm hoping that as soon as he gets to the office, he'll send that. Thank you. That's
Okay.
it.
Thank you. Well, very good. Appreciate the update. Sounds like you made a lot of progress. So let's go first to see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, again, this is agenda item 11. It's a request for a preliminary final plat at 118 65th Street Southwest. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item 11. Last call for public comment on agenda item 11. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I would just like to clarify in the previous inquiry. My comment is just to state that each lot must be served separately. Currently, they are sharing service, so that'll need to be separated prior, and then all lines need to be in proper easements. That's all. If you have questions, please reach out to me. My comment memo has the contact information to get a hold of me either. By phone or email.
Thank
That's
you,
all I have.
Sophia.
Thank
Go ahead, Miss Sal. Oh, it looks like you're on mute there.
We are good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And David, Mr. Gutierrez, if you had any conditions proposed, would you please put those in the chat? I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. T. Quan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection for future development. Gradient drainage plan may be required. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest D'Amico, if you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and change my comments on the fly. Whoever's controlling the screen, can we zoom in a little bit closer so I can see this? I hadn't seen this revised plat yet. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I
Yeah, that's
see an
standard for that.
additional 1.5 feet of sidewalk. I see the sheds moved. Okay. All I would ask is that once the sidewalk is complete, just send me pictures showing that it was done.
Yes, sir. Okay. That
And
has
beyond that,
already
I have
been.
no objection. Oh, go ahead.
Thank
Sorry.
you. Thank you. Yeah, the work has already been scheduled on the 16th of this month. Is that correct?
I don't know. I haven't heard from
It
contractor.
could be sooner. We will do that, sir. I think they just got their approval to do the work today.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, Ms. Armijo. Would that be a condition or just sort of something that would be handled offline?
I was going to make it a condition, but since it is actually showing on their drawings, this is going to be part of the plat, so I think that could be handled outside of this.
Okay, thank you, sir. Oh, wait a minute. I see. This is a sketch and site plan, not the plat itself.
Okay. So, okay, I'll go ahead and make it a condition that I'll sign once I see the picture.
Okay. And let's go to Mr. Jay Rodenbeck. I see you have your hand raised, sir. If you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hanauser. Is this the site sketch with the plat? There should be a separate plat sheet without the improvements on it.
There
There
is.
it is. Okay,
There we
great.
go.
That's just Ernest, that's a site sketch showing the existing improvements and buildings.
Okay.
There was a copy there, right? It was the second page, I believe.
Yes.
The
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Very good. Okay. Thank you. Let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. I will be Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this item. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, let's go to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll go ahead and deliver them.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to this platting action.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And let's go next to the planning comments. We'll be delivering those. I
This
see.
is the engineer,
Thank
Montoya,
you, Ms.
sir.
Montoya. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so we just request that the project surveyor must provide written verification confirming that the sheds have been relocated outside of the private utility easement. The verification must be accompanied by supporting documentation, including photographs demonstrating the sheds have been moved, proof of the sidewalk widening, as transportation has stated. The date of the DHO approval, project and application number shall be recorded on the final plat, and prior to final sign-off of the plat, AGIST office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. And I'll place these in the chat.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Did the applicant or agent have any questions for any of the DFT members?
We are hearing everything. It sounds like it's going to be whatever it is that we need. It's going to be emailed, mailed to us, and everything here is in the chat box. So I get, yeah, no, I guess
Do you have any more
No,
questions?
no
Yeah.
question, just waiting.
Well, we will wait for what we need to do next.
Okay, thank you. Let's go next to Mr. Shahab Yazar. I see he has his hand raised. Sir, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Hand Officer, this is Shahab Yazar. I just needed some question with it for water authority. So you were saying that there are going to need separate services for each tract. Is that something that needed to be done prior to your signature?
That's correct. This is David at the Water Authority.
I was gonna suggest to the applicant that before they build the sidewalk, if they need to extend another sewer service, they probably want, may want to do that before they build the sidewalk, because then,
That's a great idea.
yeah, you're going to be tearing up the sidewalk. So I would request that you would defer the sidewalk construction until you do the sewer services first, or whatever services you need to do, so you won't have to tear it up and redo it again.
A very good call, sir. And I was talking with the with Ms. Doreen last night, and she seemed to remember that they really just need to dig, because when they did the project before, there's actually separate lines already in this kind of like anticipation that they might have to do this in the future. So it sounds like they already have the line in place.
And you know, this is Shahab Yazar again. To that, continuing on that. Sometimes I don't know if you've obtained the sewer construction plans in that area that you may already have it on those plans. If not, there are companies that run video cameras through the sewer line, and they could determine if there are sewer connections already there. Instead of digging, that might be a cheaper avenue to go. They could send a camera inside the pipe, and they could determine if there are sewer services there, and you could use that as part of your record.
Okay, correct. Yeah, there's definitely the sewer service, but what we will just read up on the comments and we will go from there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr.
That's
Biazar.
all I had, sir.
Thank you very much.
That was a very good call.
Okay. Very, very good. Any questions about that from the applicant or agent?
No, I
Okay.
don't.
Thank you. All right. Well, I appreciate all the work that you've done after the deferral. Sounds like everything is in order, and we do have some proposed conditions in the chat. And so I think this matter is ready for decision. And again, this is agenda item 11, and it is PR 2025-020009, minor plat 2025-00070. And I hereby approve stated item, project number, and application number because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the separate accounts and services within adequate proposed private water and sanitary sewer easements are required prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, pictures of the completed sidewalk expansion must be submitted. Next, the project surveyor must provide written verification confirming that the sheds have been relocated outside of the private utility easements. The verification must be accompanied by supporting documentation, including photographs demonstrating the shed's new location relative to the easement boundaries. Proof of the sidewalk widening is required prior to the final sign-off of the plat. The date of the DHO approval, project and application numbers shall be recorded on the final plat. And prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS, office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Thank
sir.
you.
Thank
Thank you
you
very
so
much.
much.
Thank you.